Over 30 months ago, a group of 16 local citizens got together to plan and organize a historical milestone for the town of Temiskaming, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of our town. Originally planned to be held in September 2021, but due to the pandemic, the event needed to be rescheduled to this past weekend, June 24, 25, 26. The weekend's activities kicked off on Friday evening with a huge dinner and dance. Close to 600 people attended the dinner served by Leden Rouge from St. Bruno de Guigues. The entire meal was prepared with locally grown and raised products. During the meal, the guests were entertained by George and Annabelle Lefebvre. Before the start of the entertainment for the evening, featuring Danny and the Boys, which is a band made up of four Temiskaming residents and one member from North Bay. During the festivities, five residents were presented with centennial medals for their contributions to the community. Louis Rockburn, for her involvement in health Pierre Gingras, for economic development Richard Tremblay, for volunteering Lexi Gauthier, for arts and culture Dennis Lacourse, for recreation the evening ended with local DJ Leo Desjardins spinning tunes until late that night. Organizers say Saturday and Sunday had a lot of events for all age groups. Inflatable games for the kiddies, face painting, free cotton candy were available all weekend, as well as local merchants selling their wares. For those with the taste for more excitement, there was a mechanical bull as well as a stunt jump. For those who wanted to test their stamina in the intense heat on Saturday, there was a treasure hunt throughout the town. In the parking area of the center was the Great Canadian Lumberjacks putting on three shows daily, which included all the events seen at lumberjack competitions but with a little added humor. Saturday evening was time for an outdoor show by a group from St. Bruno de Guigues called Les Wheat Sorcels. Their blend of 70s and 80s rock as well as traditional Quebec folk music kept the spectators clapping and stomping their feet. Meanwhile, the Train Station Museum unveiled the exhibit of the Saga of the Mill Closure and Birth of Tembec, which drew many visitors. Overall, organizers say the weekend was a huge success, the weather was great and those who returned to their hometown rekindled old friendships and created new ones. They left with a ton of fond memories.